views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett Kuiper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Hello, my beautiful listeners. Welcome to another segment, Beyond Grief. Today, I welcome the beautiful Luna Van Atta. Before we get started, you all, in my very first show I did last week, I shared with you all that the number one reason that most of us do not heal is due to a closed mind. We have been labels, we have been self-limiting beliefs, we have been taught by teachers, by parents. And today I want to break through that big talking about energy. And most people, when I talk about energy, will raise their eyes and, oh my God. So let's give the definition of energy. It's power derived from the utilization of physical or chemical resources, especially to provide light and heat or to work machines. So if we look at our body as a machine, right, yeah. Luna? And so everything, and this comes from Joe Dispenza. He says, everything in our known universe is made up of or emits light and information or energy and consciousness. Your job is to raise the frequency of matter with new information that if you combine a clear intention with an elevated emotion, you will begin to offset matter. And with that, I invite you all to join me in inviting and welcoming Luna Van Atta. Luna has a master's degree in metaphysical science and is the creator of the Astral Temple, which she's got the trademark method for emotional healing. She has been the keynote speaker for Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Danyon Brinkley. As a spiritual life coach, Luna incorporates intuitive abilities, Reiki, cognitive behavioral therapy, and other tools to heal the underlying emotional cause of physical illness. Luna, welcome.
Thank you, Angie. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And I want you to tell my audience, how did you get to this point? Tell us first, because everyone here knows I'm very skeptical. I'm an analytical. I'm cynical. You didn't just wake up one day. Right. To say, I'm going to start doing Reiki.
No, and that's true. I feel that I was divinely guided to be where I am now. So I had many extraordinary experiences happen in my life. When I was a teenager, I had a couple spontaneous out-of-body experiences that really scared me. But that was the beginning of me understanding that my living being was actually energy. I wasn't my physical body, because when my spirit left my body, all of my emotions and memories and thoughts went with my spirit, and I was oblivious of the physical body. So that was the beginning of my training. Then in the mid-1980s, I had a near-death experience. I died on the operating table in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, left my body, had a phenomenal experience, totally life-changing. And those experiences pretty much taught me that I'm energy.
And I love what you're doing now, and that is sharing that we all are energy. And what I love how the movement is going now is that at first it was known that only mystics or only energy healers were able to heal themselves. But you're showing us every day, because I love that now you, and I think are you getting away from it a little bit, the Reiki part? I know you're having a class come up in October, right? Yeah. I know. Shh. Okay. I have to tell you the reason she's a master. And that's part of the reason I brought you here too, is to kind of dispel the myths of what do people look for if they are interested.
And taking a Reiki class is one way to understand more about moving energy and altering energy, which is a healing process. I think the reason why there are fewer skeptics now and it's becoming more mainstream is that so many people are having near-death experiences. So modern science has evolved to a point where they're bringing more and more people back from death, and those people have a greater understanding of what we really are, that we really are energetic beings.
And so do you want to start then? What is Reiki?
Okay. So Reiki is a healing process that was created by Master Yusui, Makeo Yusui. He's Japanese. And if you would think this would be ancient, but it's not. Yusui actually came up with this process in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And he had been teaching people to heal with energy. His students wanted to know how Jesus healed, because Jesus is one of the most phenomenal healers of all time. And so he started doing a lot of research. He lived in a monastery. He studied Christianity, studied Buddhism. He finally, without finding any answers at all, he finally went up on the mountain and he meditated and fasted for 21 days. And at that time, the sacred Reiki symbols were downloaded into his spirit body. And then he went down the mountain and started healing people and performing miracles.
Isn't that interesting that at one time, and I think what has happened to our society as well, coming from a Christianity background, is that we focused on Jesus is the only one that can heal.
Right.
And I think that takes it away. Like, only God can heal. And we have the opportunity to heal. And Luna has some amazing stories and proof.
Yes.
But before we go, now, Luna, there are a lot of people who are listening who will say, well, I tried, and they're online, and you've got all of these offshoots. What should people be aware of when they're searching, or they just want to kind of delve in and get a little bit better understanding of who they should go with?
Oh, okay. So as far as learning Reiki?
Either learning or having a practitioner touch them. And we'll get into that in a little bit in the next segment.
Well, I think experience, testimonials, training, and also the lineage. The Reiki lineage is a really important thing. My Reiki master teacher was actually trained in Japan by someone. He's like three levels down from Yusui, so I have a very direct lineage. Because Reiki is taught word of mouth from master to student, there's a lot of variations, and I have a very direct lineage right from Yusui. So the Reiki that I use and also teach is quite pure.
And I love that. Thank you for that. And that's, I have to share, when I started, I have degenerative disc disease, and I am not taking any medications whatsoever, but it started acting up. Well, you go into the healthcare system, you need notes. Well, my husband was a cardiologist. He wrote me gabapentin. I didn't like how that felt. Didn't really help. It masked the pain. I'm like, I can figure this out. And so it has been 6 years since 2012 that I've done acupuncture, or have had acupuncture performed. And I wanted to learn how to heal. And it's very interesting, because then we get into the chakras, which, again, you guys raising your eyebrows, I know. But they are, we've got about 3 minutes till break. Thank you, Rob. Okay. So we won't go into something and get into anything that's real deep on that. But what it has taught me is when we have the intention and you have, and you've got the gift that you share with all of us, how to maneuver, I call it sometimes manipulating energy, mm-hmm. but it truly is. You can literally feel it.
Yes. Yes, you can. So, you know, even remote viewers manipulate energy from a distance. So you don't have to physically touch something to change it. And to go back to pharmaceuticals, first of all, most of them are very acidic. And so they cause more issues, maybe with the liver or whatever. So working with energy, you're not bringing something in that's altering your body chemistry, but you are altering the energy and you're removing blockages. And a lot of times those blockages are stored in the chakras. So maybe we can talk more about that later.
I think we need to get into chakras. And Rob's, yay, Rob's going, yay. Because if any of you were listening last week, my break was the whole half show. And then, Luna, how long have you been practicing Reiki?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Reiki actually has several different levels that you are attuned to. And with each attunement, there's different symbols. So my Reiki 1 and 2 levels I got in 1993. And then my Reiki master and Reiki master teacher I received in 2002.
Wow, you've been doing it a long time.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is for you all that are listening. I'm very much, very much about discernment in everything we do. We have no problem putting down hundreds of thousands of dollars on our houses. We have no issue when we are buying a brand new car, but we do not take as great a care when somebody is entering either our body, our mind, our spirit, and we get misled. And this is why I'm bringing beautiful Luna Evanda. And I'm so glad you're here because you're dispelling some of the myths that people do have to look. Now, do you have resources? You have something coming up, I think, in October.
I do. October 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay.
I'll be teaching a Reiki 1 and 2 class here in Sedona. So it'll be all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And then Monday, we'll be doing the attunements at one of the sacred vortex areas in Sedona.
Oh, I was so fortunate about a month ago, mm-hmm. but a month ago I was in Sedona. If you all get a chance to come out, and I would do it now because I don't know how long Luna's going to be doing a Reiki. And we're all
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Thank you.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Luna Van Atta, and we are talking about the healing properties of energy. And before we cut out, we started going into chakras, but I want to address discernment and to a greater extent. You all, I get it. I was in biotech for 23 years, all statistical data. It was all p-value. It was all N equals what? And when you're sitting here, it's N equals one. When you've had a near-death experience, N equals one. When you have had two people die on you, N equals one. And so I have aligned myself and I have taken the time and the energy to find the very best in the industry. I do not go online and say, what's $19.99? I can learn Reiki too. And so, Luna, can you extrapolate a little more on the discernment as it pertains to energy healing?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I wanted to talk about is that you can't really learn Reiki online. I understand that there are classes offered online, but in order to have the attunement to the Reiki symbols, it's an energetic process that takes place between the master and the student. So that's part of it. But the other thing I wanted to bring up is that in our culture, we're taught to not use discernment with traditional medical doctors. We're taught to just trust whatever they say. We don't do our own research. And I think that that's an important thing that we need to incorporate into our lives now.
Very good. You guys, did you hear that? Say it again. Bring it home, Luna.
We need to take an active role. We need to be on our own healing team, and yep. We need to do our research. Yep. It's very important.
Yes. Yep. In fact, I think what's happening now in the medical community as well is, and even in political, if you want to go down that path, is there's so much confusion. Every day you hear from one person that it's this, and then you hear from another, and you don't know how to believe.
Right.
So I think a lot of what Reiki has done for me personally is it's allowed me to trust myself.
Yeah.
And so thank you. Oh my, you guys. Yeah. And so now, of course, and people will say, well, if I have cancer, I'm definitely going to go see a doctor. Go,
yes.
Be my guest. Go. If you can get in, go.
I would never tell someone to not go.
Exactly. Yeah. But you guys, what does it hurt? Mm-hmm. And I've had a couple of times where I'm like, I know I need to go get this checked out, but I knew that there was a space between when they were going to give me a, you know, the test results were going to come back with a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And from that time, I knew that I could change the matter.
Yes.
And so what I did, and you're going to share with us, maybe, you know, going into the different, I call them the energy centers. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten away, Luna, I think, from energy, the centers, and thinking we're too busy watching the news instead of going inside. Right. So can you talk to us a little bit about what they are? And
okay, well, first of all, a basic premise of Reiki is that illness starts with your energy being off kilter. And how does your energy get off kilter? By having emotional trauma. Maybe just one time an extreme trauma, or maybe living in an abusive situation as a child, it alters your energy because your thoughts and your feelings create the energy around you. Your energetic body then teaches your physical body whether or not to be healthy. So if you're exposed to extreme situations over and over and over, and it can even be stress, your emotional body is going to teach your physical body illness. So with that, part of our emotional or spirit bodies are chakras. And the word chakra is actually a Sanskrit word for wheel, because our chakras are wheels of energy. We have them all over our bodies, but mostly when people talk about chakras, they're talking about the seven major ones that are located along our spinal column, basically. So the front of our body, the back of our body. And there's seven ones that are in very specific locations. Each one of those locations is tied to a specific type of thought pattern or emotional being within your spirit body.
So do you feel that maybe consciousness, because that's a big word now, awareness comes from here. And you guys, my listeners, I'm like visual here, but here inside versus physical.
Okay. So is our consciousness coming from our inside? Yeah. Because our consciousness is our thoughts and feelings and our connection to the spirit world. That's what our consciousness is. When we die, our physical body is still there, but our consciousness is not there. Our spirit has left our body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys, just nice segue, Luna. We're going to be, Luna is, and I'll share the whole story with you all, because Luna is the onset had shared, you know, we had shared that she is the master of astral projection as well. I'm just going to plug this in because we are going to be having a show together, September, October area, mm-hmm. our time frame, where we're going to be talking about how it is possible. And I'm proof. I feel like I'm N equals one and I don't care. We're not here to sell you guys. We're not here to convince. We're not here to persuade, but we know what has worked for us mm-hmm. and it's not out there.
No, it's inside. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we all have it.
So Luna, when you teach Reiki or when mm-hmm. you have a client, do you call them clients? Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. when you've got a client, what makes your practice a little bit different than someone else?
Okay. Well, I incorporate more than just Reiki. So I'm actually a spiritual life coach. So I help people discern what their goals are. What are their blockages that are keeping them from getting to where they want to go in life? And then I use a lot of different tools to help them break up those blockages everybody goes home with homework.
I know. Hello.
Because here's the thing. I can clear all of your chakras, all of your energy blockages. And when you go out the door, if you go back to the same lifestyle, the blockages, they all come back. So so I incorporate a lot of things, meditation. I incorporate breath work, cognitive behavioral therapy. And I use my astral temple method, which is a process of taking your consciousness outside of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I ask, what did you do before you got into this?
I was an insurance agent for 30 years.
For 30 years. Yeah. You guys, isn't it amazing that, so all of a sudden it's like you're biotech rep or biopharmaceutical rep. Here's insurance agent. You've got like a brain neurosurgeon, you know, in Evan Alexander. And we're talking conscious dead, that there is no death actually.
Right.
There is no death. I wouldn't be, you know, this is, but how sad. And so, with Reiki, we just went through the chakra, the different, can you go through them for us?
Sure.
Share with us. And we've got about 3 minutes, so we'll start.
Okay.
And I don't know how long that was, that was there, Luna, but
okay.
Yeah. So why don't we start, like start with the
I'll just talk about where they are and then we can talk about them more after.
Yeah.
So the chakras are numbered 1 through 7, the main chakras. And the first one is the root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. The second chakra is the sacral chakra, which is like 2 inches below your navel. And then the solar plexus, which is right beneath your rib cage, right in the front. Heart chakra, which is self-explanatory. Throat chakra, brow or third eye chakra. And then the crown chakra at the top of the head. So those are the seven main chakras.
So because everybody is familiar with listen to your gut.
Uh-huh.
Your gut. Yeah. Would that be the sacral and the heart?
It might be sacral or it might even be solar plexus, depending. So either one of those. But yeah, our bodies give us messages all the time.
And warnings.
Yes.
But now here was mine, and maybe you can answer this. I had when I was first delving into all of this, my self-limiting beliefs, if you will, went from, okay, am I really in danger, or is it my past programming that makes me feel like I'm in danger when you're not even in, it almost gets into post-traumatic stress disorder,
right,
which I think Reiki is awesome for too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But you're right. Our belief system can make us think that we have a problem when we don't. Right. So, we might see a TV show that triggers something and then we think we have that same pain.
Yes.
And we stay up all night worrying about it.
Okay. And so, let's see, we've got about 1 minute. Do you want to share, where can people find you, Luna?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in Sedona, Arizona, which I'm really fortunate to live in this absolutely beautiful place. I actually have 3 websites. LunaVanAtta.com is the easiest one. Then I have MindfulTransitionsLifeCoaching.com and SedonaReikiAndReadings.com.
Excellent.
So any one of those.
Good. So that's SedonaReikiAndReadings.com, LunaVanAtta.com, and MindfulTransitionsLifeCoaching.com. If you want to learn more about Luna, get more information about the work, the healing work she's doing on this planet. And then we come back, we're going to come back into some of the diseases, and maybe you can share some of the miracles that you've seen through the work. So thank you.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Today, I'm with the beautiful Luna Van Adden. We're actually in her home in Sedona, Arizona. I am honored. Thank you for allowing me in with Yeti.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for inviting me, Angie.
Yeah, this has been wonderful. What I wanted to start with in this segment, Luna, is a lot of people are at wit's end. They have no idea where to turn. Mm-hmm. They are going and turning towards self-medication. Mm-hmm. They're turning towards their doctors, hoping to solve mental, physical, emotional mm-hmm. issues. And Luna and I are sitting here today and living proof, now N equals two, but living proof that we don't need any pharmaceutical medications whatsoever. I'm on zero. Now, that's not to say go out and don't do anything and whatever. That's right. Not what I'm saying. However, I have learned, because I believe that I have a choice and I can help with my healing. Mm-hmm. And so, Luna, what are some of the most common things that you see, some of the turmoils that you see people that come to you maybe that are looking because they're taking the medications, they're doing everything they're supposed to, they're reading the books, they're praying, and nothing is working?
Yeah. Well, I think a big part of it is that our culture is on the verge of PTSD right now because they're watching the news 24/7. They have a choice to turn it off. They don't. They are getting a lot more information from the entire planet about all of the tragedies that are happening, and they can't control it. And it's scary to them. And they think they should control it. And expectations will get you into trouble all the time. So learning acceptance is huge. And that's a big part of Reiki, is just learning to accept the way life is, understanding what you can control, what you can't control, and being at peace.
And generating a positive energy and putting it out there.
Yes.
I think part of my healing with Reiki has come from just the, and it's true. I think as a planet, you guys, we are all like either recovering codependents. Hi, sweetie. Okay. We have
my
a dog visitor.
Just came in.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, he's been so
going back out.
He knows. But getting back is, and you hit on a very, very, and this is huge, is there is no rhyme and reason. When we were growing up, there was a certain path. There was a certain path that we all took. Oh, my grandmother will die before my mom will die. Mm-hmm. Before my mom dies, her mother, then her grand. It's not happening that way
anymore. No, things are out of sync.
Yeah. And we are, you guys, we are not in control. And I love, in fact, we're in the homestead of my favorite, one of my favorite PhDs is, before he died, was David Hawkins.
Yeah.
And he talks in his book, allowing versus, it's power versus force.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you all, I'm here to tell you, and Luna, I want to get into the chakra thing, but you brought up such a huge, what this has been the most helpful for me is allowing and trusting the process of life and not manipulating and thinking that we're in control because we absolutely are not.
Right. We're in control of our own thoughts and feelings.
Yep.
That's about it. So like you said, being in a positive place so that you can radiate that energy outward, that helps everyone that's around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he even says in there, you don't even have to go outside your house.
Yes, that's true.
You don't even have, you guys, energy is energy, no beginning, no end. But what's happening is we're being fed by fear.
Yes.
And not only fear. So, and you bring up a good, how does disease take root in our bodies? Is that a good segue?
Yeah. So disease does take root based on our emotions and our thoughts. And if we're living in negativity and frustration and anxiety, it's going to manifest eventually as physical disease.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I did a talk in Mystic, Connecticut, and it was called The Anatomy of Dis-Ease. Mm-hmm. And the doctor who was actually there practices acupuncture and internal medicine. Mm-hmm. And he said, you've got somebody that comes in and all of a sudden, for no reason, the headlight comes off the car and the bumper comes off and there's no reason.
Yeah,
it's usually due, right? Uh-huh. It's due to untreated and undiagnosed stress.
Yeah.
And it goes mind, body, spirit. And here is a trained medical doctor who is saying healing starts here.
Yeah.
And I'm and we're on radio. I'm pointing to my head.
Head,
and Luna's
head and heart.
We're pointing. Anyway, and so Luna, how can Reiki treatment then help change the process of disease, kind of what we've been saying.
But. Okay. Well, you know, when I'm doing a Reiki session on someone, I'm scanning their chakras and looking for blockages. So I'm scanning those energy wheels that are in specific areas of the body. And according to which chakras are blocked, I am getting information. And then that tells me what they need to change in their life, what needs to be cleared, old emotional patterns that need to be cleared, and which I can do through inner child work or guided meditation or whatever. And then homework on how to keep those blockages clear. So
can you give us an idea, my listeners, an idea of some of the blockages that you're talking about? Mm-hmm. You know, just some of the manifestations, the physical manifestations when they present.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of women in our country that have thyroid issues.
Yes.
It's a huge issue in our culture. And thyroid, which is located at the throat. So as a Reiki master, you would feel that there's a blockage in that area. And typically what would come through on that is that learning how to set boundaries, how to speak their truth, how to communicate their thoughts and feelings and honoring those instead of swallowing it, right? Holding it back.
Yes.
Because our generation, we were taught not to speak up for ourselves.
Right.
Especially
right.
as females.
Yes.
So that's just, you know, one example.
Are you seeing a lot of men? Do you see a lot of men who come for Reiki treatments or Reiki healers now? Because when you start talking about feelings and, you know, men were taught just like we were taught, you know, oh, we'll give you something to cry about. But yeah. men were taught that it was bad and wrong and wussy to think that you were, you know, to show any kind of emotion.
Well, men were taught that it's okay to be angry.
Right. That's a good point.
Yes.
Good
so,
point.
So men were taught that they could get angry and release those emotions. However, what I see more blocked in men is the heart chakra.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
So allowing
yeah. themselves to give love and to receive love. They're not raised as the nurturers.
Right.
Yeah.
They were raised as the bread, you know, to go out and hunt and gather.
The tough guys.
But now what do you
yeah.
do in a society where we don't have to hunt and gather? We've got, you know, natural
Mom.
Foods right there and whole
yeah.
foods and Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
So exactly. And we've got 3 minutes. What I'd like to do, if it's okay with you,
sure.
Luna, is at the last segment, be able to share all the miracles, just a few of the miracles.
Okay.
Will that take up a whole segment? I think so.
It could.
This is worth waiting for. This is absolutely amazing. And before you all leave, I want to tell you before we head on to break here, actually before you leave, before we head on to break, Luna's got a couple giveaway items. Luna,
oh,
do
yes.
you want to tell everybody what you're
oh,
giving
yes.
away?
Well,
you
yeah.
probably know.
I do have signed copies of my book, which is called The Secret Life of an Astral Traveler, which has to do with the esoteric side of my life that was evolving while I was an insurance agent.
And you guys, she is an Amazon best-selling author. So
yes.
It is a great read. It
yes,
is
thank you.
Great read, Luna.
Yeah.
I have a signed copy and you guys get one too.
Yeah. And I also have $100 gift certificate for a session with me. And it can be in person if you're in Sedona or you want to come to Sedona, or we can do a distance session over the phone.
Thank you, Luna. That is so generous. And you all, for those of you that it will before we get into the actual miracles that mm-hmm. that you've performed actually, I want to share with my listeners as well that I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, as most of you all know, but Luna has performed the miracles that have happened in my own life right after the suicide of my son. And you were there for both.
Yeah.
And what Luna does, I just kind of have to follow our path. We've got about 30 seconds, but you guys just start listening and it'll lead you into the places that are meant to be, allow life and not force it. So we'll be right back in about 15 seconds. And Luna's going to share the miracles that have happened for some of her clients and personal friends too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Luna.
Okay.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, and welcome back to the beautiful Luna Van Atta. I am just so honored just sitting with her. If you all have any opportunity to come to Sedona, which is considered the energetic vortex, is it of the world or of the country? Probably of the country.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know, but it's a vortex
of sorts. It's a wonderful place.
But it is a beautiful, healing place. And I just, you know, this is my second time in just the last month, and I've driven out here. I just love it. So as we end this final segment with Luna, and once again, we're not here to convince, we're not here to prove to you anything, but if you are searching and you don't have the answers, and most likely you don't, there are other options, just keeping an open mind to whatever presents. And I will promise you, the miracles, the teachers, the modern day prophets are not going to be who you expect. They are going to come from everywhere, right, Luna?
Yes, yeah, that's true.
I met Luna because we're here at a writing retreat for Tom Bird, his author Within, and you can write your book, and it's a healing, you know, write with God, W-R-I-T-E. So we're here for that. But it was because of Tom who said, Angie, you're writing this book, and this was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I want you to meet Luna Van Atta to do research. Little did I know what a healing, amazing healing you've done for me, Luna.
Thank you.
So with that, once again, I'm going to recommend you guys, if you want Sedona Reiki and Readings, and Reiki spelled R-E-I-K-I, Sedona Reiki and Readings.com, Luna Van Atta with two T's, V-A-N-A-T-T-A.com, or Mindful Transitions Life Coaching.com. And with that, Luna, I want you to share some of the miracles in both your life and others.
Okay. I'm going to start with something that might sound mundane and something that a lot of people could say, oh, yeah, yeah, right. Okay, so it's not like medically provable. A client that I was working with who was suffering from depression, and everything was going wrong, and she was so frustrated with life, and she was on the verge of ending her life. And I worked with her to help her understand that her biggest frustration were expectations. And worked with her with Reiki, clearing the energy. We did some meditation. We did some breath work. We just did a lot of talk therapy. And she was able to realize what she could control, what she couldn't, and bringing acceptance into her life and more peace of mind. And to me, that's a wonderful miracle.
Yes.
It was life-saving for her, but it's not something where you could go and have blood work done, right? So that's one of them. Another one is a medical doctor that my husband and I worked on together. My husband was also a Reiki master. And he had been diagnosed with hepatitis C. And we did Reiki on him because he was a medical doctor who was able to test his white blood cell count before and after a Reiki session. And so he could see a large increase of white blood cells after the Reiki treatment.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah. So
that's
that was
the proof.
Yes. So, you know, laboratory work. So that was great. A couple cancer miracles that I'd like to talk about. One was a client that had ovarian cancer, and they had scheduled her for surgery. She asked to put it off for a couple months so that we could work on her. And then she went back in for a new scan before the surgery, and the tumor was gone.
Wow.
So she didn't have to have the surgery. Things like that are just such a blessing. And then my own husband, which he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from being in Vietnam, and he was exposed to Agent Orange. And he had a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that manifests on the outside of your body. And he had a tumor on his ankle. And we decided to go to Mexico and lay on the beach and do Reiki on his ankle.
I want to go. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So we went to Cozumel and laid on the beach, and the waves are coming in, and we're doing Reiki. And he was scheduled for radiation when we got back to town. And we, at that time, we were living in Colorado. And he got in the shower, and the tumor fell off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Did you guys mat it and frame it?
Please dry it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay, so when he went back, was it completely gone then? So
they said you still need to come in.
Right.
Because maybe it's under the surface. We can't see it. And so he did. You know, my husband was a big proponent of do everything that you can do. Don't discount traditional medical. Don't discount anything. Use all the tools that are available to you.
Thank you. And that's such a great way to kind of end this segment. And that is keeping an open mind to everything. So yes, go to the doctors, go figure it out, do what they say. But on the flip side as well, you can be helping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I tell people too, it's, you know, we say, oh, I'll pray for you. Well, pray isn't just sitting in your Barca lounger and hoping that someone else does it. Or that, you know, God, that Jesus is going to come and do it. You be the light.
Uh-huh.
You be the one. And you guys, the healing that I have heard, the healing that I have seen from just believing.
Yeah.
And a lot's been taken away from it. There's no power in us healing ourselves.
Right.
And so this has been absolutely amazing. And Luna, so once again, your Reiki class that you're doing now, you don't know how many you're doing. Are you wanting to do? I know we've talked about this. So you guys, honestly, when I first talked to her about doing this, because I became a certified Reiki healer. And thank you for your comment, by the way. That was so, she gives us homework and, you know, distant. And I absolutely love it. If you all have the opportunity, she is amazing. Then we went to Bell Rock. Mm-hmm. And we had the atonement, which was, is it attunement? Attunement. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
For the attunement. And it was just, you guys, this is a magical place.
It really is. Yeah.
And Luna, I want to thank you so much. And we've got a couple more minutes here. Is there anything else that you can think of that you want my audience to know?
Oh, I think the main thing is to not forget that everything is energy. Even plastic has energy. Everything is energy. And, you know, plants have thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
You know, the fish in my koi pond have thoughts and feelings. To treat everything with respect and kindness and love.
Yeah.
And to honor this planet.
Yeah. And I think that's such an amazing, it's an amazing revelation when you think about it. And it's interesting, James von Prague, who is a, and I'm getting off a little topic here, but in one of his classes in there, which I love, you guys are all teaching your gifts to show us all how to do it. But it was interesting. He had us in one of his homework assignments, go and get two plants. And you had to talk to one every day, love and kindness. And then you'd not talk to the other
one. You ignore the other one. Yes. And Marcel Vogel is the one who created that.
Did she? Okay.
It's a guy. Marcel Vogel was a scientist for IBM.
Ooh.
He developed the liquid crystal diode for the color TV set. And he realized that according to his thoughts and feelings, the crystals were forming differently.
Yes.
So he went from being a scientist to a healer.
Oh my gosh. Do you see?
I love
you guys, we have to get these scientists, these left brain analytical people. And it's kind of interesting. What I'm finding is really, if you look at it, it's similar to the Taoist a little bit, because everything is a polar opposite. And now all of a sudden it's like spirituality and science are finally, you can't really
they're
have
merging.
One with that. Yes.
Yes. They're starting to merge.
It.
I know.
It's isn't that good for us? So I love that. And so you guys, once again, if you want, send an email to me. We're going to be doing a drawing for Luna's gift. Tell them again what you're giving away.
Okay. Well, I have a couple copies, signed copies of my book, The Secret Life of an Astral Traveler. And I also have a $100 gift certificate for a session with me for either in-person or distance Reiki.
Yeah. And you guys, the distance works beautifully.
Yes.
And we have one more minute. You guys, thank you again. Once again, you all keep an open mind to every single thing. And I think where I was stuck for a very long time is not being open, because it was my way was the right way. And it's not. And when we think we're right, we're proving someone else wrong. And when we're proving someone else wrong, we argue, and it sets up this whole cycle of just not fun. It's not good energy, not good juju, they say.
Yeah. Bad juju.
Yeah. Luna, thank you so much.
Thank
you. We have 30 seconds. You are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye guys. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com. That's AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com. See you next time.